Hello, everyone. This is Mistress Brighton. You may know me as the Enchantrix Tease or the Cuckoldress Goddess from thecuckoldlife.com. But today I am saying salutations, and I am super geeked to be popping my first blog post cherry on a subject that is near and dear to my heart on my very own blog site dedicated to that subject. What is that subject, you ask? Splashing! Welcome! I am so happy that you've made your way over here, and I am proud to be introducing you to my new blog site, splashingphonesex.com. Now, some of you may already know of my love for food play from my cake and pie throwing antics whenever I'm in the chat room, but there are probably some people who are reading this and hearing about this subject for the first time and thinking, splashing? What in the world of fudge Pop-Tarts is splashing? Well, I'll tell you what. I first learned of splashing right around the time I first started working in the field of erotic entertainment. Now, to be truthful, the very first thing I learned as an erotic entertainer is that there is a fetish for everything, and that anything can be turned into a fetish. Now, I know how much some of you love that word, anything. Shortly after that, I had my very first encounter with splashing. At first, seeing that word, I was slightly confused and I thought it had something to do with balloons or inflatable pool toys. Oh, but I was so wrong, and I very quickly learned that it had everything to do with food. And I just want to let you guys know that when it comes to splashing, it is that kind of party. That's right. In the world of food play and splashing, you most certainly can stick your dick in the mashed potatoes. You will find that with me, I have a wicked sense of humor, and when it comes to splashing, I encourage all manner of chaos. As far as I'm concerned, the messier, the better for sexy food play. I would be what some would call a very bratty, mischievous mistress that likes stirring up trouble. That means I get off on pouring vanilla pudding down your shorts, smushing ice cream into your face, or on that hard-on, or making you strip and having an epic pie battle. This fetish is all about letting loose, and it doesn't just have to be desserts, guys. You can splash with literally any food you want to. Baked beans, granny's spaghetti and meatballs, that shrimp lo mein that you have left over from last night's Chinese food delivery, homemade gravy and biscuits, and, well, if we're talking about splashing during the holidays, Thanksgiving wouldn't be complete without a kinky food fight now, would it? I hope this means that you want to play. You've been reading so far and listening to the sound of my voice. I hope you've enjoyed this audio and that you'll join me in exploring the splashing fetish. Or, if you already have your own food fetish adventures, I would love to hear about them. I'd like you to share your food play adventures with me by calling 1-800-601-6975 and asking for Brighton. That's all for now. If you'd like to read this blog post in its entirety, you can come on over to my new blog, splashingphonesex.com, and make sure you leave me a comment. I love comments. Mwah! Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.